Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This special holiday edition, I have the day off, and so I was able to sleep in, and obviously a much later broadcast than our normal weekday broadcast, but I wanted to jump on and share this morning anyhow. This week our prayer focus is following the sermon from yesterday at Deer Run on a courageous choice. And we're going to be talking about courageous choices all week. And today we're talking specifically about needing to choose life. And I suspect some of you heard that and you immediately thought of the events of the Supreme Court, and we use that term choose life in talking often about the protecting the life of the unborn. And while that's definitely important to me, I think this concept and this calling of God to choose life is, well, somehow bigger than that. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, we read that this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that you and your children may live. God had communicated to his people a choice. A lot of choices, really. A description of what types of behavior, what actions, how their obedience to him would result in blessings. And God talked a lot about how much he wanted to bless his children. But he also talked about the consequences of disobedience, the curses that would come upon them as a consequence of their actions. Should they reject God? Should they ignore his commands and his instructions? And at the end, it all gets summed up with the verse that I read, the calling on all of the people to consider the choice that was before them and to choose life. To choose life not only for them, but for their children. My all-time favorite verse, and I have a lot of favorite verses, but this is kind of the top, is John 10:10. And it says, "The thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that you might have life and life to the full." On this day here in the United States that we celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day, we call it. The desire was that we would live in freedom, that we would choose life for ourselves, for one another. And obviously, if you study history very much, you'll realize we weren't all that good at choosing life for everyone. And we weren't all that good and haven't been all that good at consistently following all of God's commands. But God has extended his mercy and his grace, his love, continually calling us back to himself as individuals, as his church, as his body, and calling upon every one of us to choose life. And I believe one of the reasons why we struggle to value the life of those yet to be born is that we struggle to value the life of ourselves. We struggle to value the life of our neighbor. We struggle to value the life of those that we disagree with. We struggle to value the life of those who sin differently than we do. You see, when we choose life, God calls us to choose life so that we might live and our children might live. It doesn't mean that we accept everything that everyone does. That's kind of the heart of this verse that I read, is a follow-up to the consequences of rejecting God, the consequences of sinful behavior. They exist. But it did not stop God from loving us. It did not stop God from loving them. It did not stop God from loving those that were obedient, and it did not stop God from loving those that were disobedient. It simply changed the nature of the relationship. And God wants us to choose life, not just for today, not just for ourselves, but for eternity and for everyone. What greater freedom is there than to walk in the freedom of God's laws? James tells us that we ought to gaze into the perfect law which gives freedom. And when I've taught about that verse specifically in that passage and about freedom, it's this concept of the parameters that allow us to run free as long as we stay within them. It's the fence around the playground that defines where we're allowed to go and where we're not allowed to go. And we have complete freedom as we live and work and play within that fence. But there's danger lurking outside of that fence. Danger that costs us our life. And I think we're like Adam and Eve. We lose sight of how costly that is. When God told Adam and Eve if they ate from the tree in the center of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they would surely die. And they ate of it and they continued to live. At least it looked that way. But death had entered their life. They were no longer the same. They had begun that dying process. And when we fail to choose life, we're in essence choosing death. The process of death consumes us until we no longer exist. But choosing life fills us with God's Spirit. It fills us with life that's eternal, that continues to grow within us. So that when this physical body fails us, our life simply moves from this place to another. And our eternity with God continues. If you saw the title to this and was expecting a pro-life message, that's really what this is. It's about choosing life for yourself, choosing life for those yet to be born, choosing life for your neighbor, choosing life for your enemy, choosing life by living obedient to Christ and sharing Him with as many people as you encounter. What a courageous choice. God has called us to make. The question for every one of us today, on this day of celebrating freedom, will I choose life for myself by living within the parameters of God's Word? Will I choose life for my children by teaching and training them to live within the parameters of God's Word? Will I communicate the choice of life to those that I encounter by sharing with them the parameters of God's Word? Is God's word that important to me that it's central in what I talk about and what I live and what I share? When we dwell within the tabernacle of God's word, within His dwelling place, we become those and we continue to be those who choose life. Life to the full. Do you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And while we celebrate in this nation our freedom and we love the idea of being free, help us to consider Your word and the work of Your Son in our life so that we would use that freedom to serve others, to represent Jesus, that it would not simply be a means of selfish gain, but that we would choose life and life to the full, that we would value each life of our own, each life of our children, each life of our neighbors and friends and family and enemies and everyone. Father, help us to be those that recognize the value of life, that honor and protect the value of those yet to be born, but also honor and protect the value of the life of those that are living. Father, may this choice of life permeate every aspect of our being, every aspect of what we do. May our desire be that people come to know You, that people find freedom in Jesus. That this life that's full and abundant can be theirs. For so many who have had the thief come and steal and kill and destroy, that their life isn't what they wanted, their life isn't what it could be, their life seems empty and meaningless. And it's not just they, it's every one of us at some point in our life, and sometimes more often than we want to admit. And in those moments and in those days that the enemy tries to pull us away, may we continually choose life. Life in Jesus Christ. Life that's abundant, life that's full. So, Father, today may we celebrate life. May we celebrate the freedom that we have in Christ, a freedom to serve and to love and to share Jesus. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday edition of the Impact Prayer Ministry Devotion and Prayer Time. Sometimes it's tough to get out of a routine and try to do things a little different, but that's what we did today, a kind of mid-morning broadcast. But thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.